How are you called? How are you called? And if you answer, say, well, I don't know, I wasn't called. Well, yeah, you were. You just maybe haven't heard it yet. Maybe you haven't heard. Maybe you're so stiff-necked, as they used to describe people that were stubborn, so stiff-necked that you don't hear the call. Perhaps you resist the call, but you have been called. If you haven't been called, or you don't think you've been called, get on your knees this very evening and pray for a calling. So have you been called, and how were you called? Saul was a cruel servant of the state who became a server of Jesus Christ. How? And who is Saul? We were down the line, Saul became Paul. The point I'm trying to make here is Saul was given a mission, and that mission was to go out and persecute the belongers, the people that belonged to the way. Far from it. But yet, what happened? On his trip to Damascus to gather more of these criminals that was creating this disruption in the order, natural order of things, and he gets zapped. I don't know exactly what it was, but he gets blinded. He's knocked down, and there's clear witnesses of this, whatever happened. He is blinded, and he is without sight for, 3 days. And he gets to Damascus, and he starts receiving the dreams of meeting Ananias. Ananias is saying, Lord, you certainly don't want me to talk to this guy. This guy is the one that's been persecuting all the children of the way. Look what he's done. He stood there and watched young people getting stoned to death and held the cloaks for them. Why would you allow this to happen? I don't want to do this, Lord. It's not my calling. I think you need to find someone else, someone that's more worthy. Does it kind of sound familiar? How many of us today are so worried about what's going to happen to ourselves that we don't hear the call? Hopefully we don't have to be blinded on a road to be given the attention. If God has a purpose for our lives, why do we resist? It's never too late. It's never too late to hear the soft call of Jesus. No matter how old you are, or what station in life you're at, there is a calling. Have you heard it? And are you acting on it? Let us pray.